this looks like probably a retaliation for U.S. action. I think it also comes against the background of threats that have been there from the beginning this year when Al-Shabaab indicated that they are going to target AMISOM troops. We also saw the attack on Burundian peacekeepers, suicide bombings. And so this is basically a continuation of that offensive and largely using unconventional style of suicide bombing.
Do you see attacks like this continuing?
I think these kind of attacks will continue, but I think also we must realize that there is also resolve on the part of the international community to keep these peacekeepers there. And I think although some kind of disappointment will be there on the part of AMISOM, I don't think this will create a morale crisis within AMISOM. I think they are there for the long haul and they know that this kind of attacks will continue and probably will be sustained. But I think there is resolve as well on the part of the African peacekeepers to continue their mission.
Well, we have word that Al-Shabaab has warned Djibouti not to send troops to AMISOM. And as you know, many countries have been reluctant to send troops to Somalia. So you really don't think this will affect morale?
I think, obviously, these kind of attacks do not help those countries that want to send peacekeepers. I think one of the reasons why there has been a great deal of reluctance on the part of some other African troop-contributing countries is precisely because of this kind of action. But I think there is a growing international realization that unless there is some level of increased troop levels, then probably the whole future of the transitional federal government hangs very much in the balance. Although this action yesterday is going to create some kind of anxiety within those countries, I don't think, given the level of international concerns and I think the concern and the consensus as well on the need to boost the number of troops, that this will be, you know, a major setback.
From your viewpoint, what effect did that U.S. raid really have on groups like Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda?
I think Nabhan, obviously, if indeed he was killed, it was a key figure within the Al-Qaeda wing of East Africa. And I think he was being sheltered by Al-Shabaab. But I think it is difficult to tell at this stage the impact that the removal of such a high-level figure will have on the movement itself. There are mixed views. There are some who say that it will not have an impact on the operation of Al-Shabaab itself, and probably they will continue their suicide bombing and their offensive against the transitional federal government. But there are also those who say that he was a key figure, operational figure, and his departure will maybe have an impact on the ability of Al-Shabaab to conduct this kind of operation. Everything is up in the air at this moment.
Just how strong is the transitional federal government at this point?
The transitional federal government is very weak. It controls very little territory in Mogadishu. It is increasingly under pressure from Al-Shabaab and the insurgents. It's now reliant on AMISOM to basically survive. And I think this attack is actually aimed at creating panic and sowing, a morale crisis within AMISOM so that they pull out. But I think there is also awareness on the part of AMISOM and the transition of federal government not to give in and not to allow something like that to happen.
But this would require international support.
Absolutely. I think there is no doubt that without international support, increased and sustained international support on all fronts, military, financial, logistical, there is no hope for this government.